From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Chesapeake, Virginia today, a key defense witness laid out the sad life of Lee Boyd Malvo for the jury in his capital murder trial. Dewey Cornell, a forensic clinical psychologist, also described the teenager's relationship with convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad. The defense argues that Malvo was insane when he carried out one of a string of sniper shootings last year with Muhammad. NPR's Jackie Northam is covering the trial in Chesapeake, and she joins us now from the Media Filing Center. Jackie, the jury's already heard about the statement that Malvo made to police in which he admitted pulling the trigger. How does the testimony of this witness today jibe with that account?
Melissa, a very different picture of Malvo emerged today. You know, in many ways, this is the first time the 18-year-old defendant has been given a voice in his trial. Dr. Dewey Cornell met with Malvo 21 times since February this year and testified what he found out about Malvo, you know, how much he's changed over the months, and his evaluation about why Malvo took part in the sniper attacks. Dr. Cornell said initially Malvo was very defensive and guarded with him, but over the months, he opened up much more, and you get this sense that this is a kid who is both needy and eager to please.
Malvo was born in Jamaica. What did the jury hear today about his childhood?
Well, Dr. Cornell described a very tough upbringing. Malvo was repeatedly beaten by his mother. He was bullied at school. He was abandoned and uprooted often. And at times he considered suicide.
What
I was about to say is he met Muhammad when he was about 14 years old. And by that time, Dr. Cornell testified that Malvo was vulnerable. And Muhammad filled a deep-seated need in Malvo for a father. You know, Muhammad was kind to him. He was interested in him. And he took care of him, where his mother did not. Now, through a series of circumstances, Melissa, Malvo ended up in the United States with Muhammad. And Dr. Cornell says this is the stage when what he calls severe indoctrination began. And you can see it in various forms. Muhammad began isolating Malvo from...
And we appear to have lost our line to Jackie Northam. We'll update you on that story later in the program. I believe we've solved our technical problem now, and we're rejoined by Jackie Northam, who's covering the trial of Lee Boyd Malvo. Jackie, you were talking about the indoctrination of Mr. Malvo by his alleged accomplice, John Allen Muhammad. Is the point of that testimony to prove the insanity defense, in other words, to show that he was so brainwashed that he's not responsible for what he did?
That's it exactly, Melissa. I'm not sure where we lost each other, you know, with all our communications here, what have you. But basically what the defense is trying to do is to create this palette where it shows Malvo's life and all the things that led up to the sniper shootings. And in their mind, his, a form of insanity, temporary insanity took over. Now, again, I'm not sure where we left off, but very briefly, you know, the Dr. Cornell said that Muhammad began indoctrinating him. He began controlling what he ate, what time he got up in the morning. He began exposing him to very violent video games and video movies, particularly The Matrix. Hundreds of hours Malvo watched The Matrix, and it's all, we saw a bit of the clip, it's all just blood and guts and gore and bullets today. And so they're trying to show that sooner or later all of this Malvo accepted, and because he idolized Muhammad so much, it was very easy for him to accept what Muhammad was putting on him.
And Jackie, we have about 20 seconds left. Very briefly, did the prosecution cross-examine Mr. Cornell today?
They just started, and they said they had a long way to go, and this defendant or the witness is not going to get off the witness stand lightly.
Okay, thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Chesapeake, Virginia.